PennDOT Assistant District Executive Lou Belmonte says, when you have no ability to build a bigger Schuylkill Expressway, you work with what you have, including using the shoulder lanes to ease congestion on the major highway.
We do some minor widening to make the shoulders more consistent than they are now, and wide enough to, during peak periods, use them for travel.
Belmonte says in addition to the widening, they'll go high-tech with better message signs.
To install variable speed limits and what we call cue warning detection.
That would give a warning to drivers that something's happening up ahead to prevent accidents when drivers venture around the blind curve and find traffic stopped. The changes won't happen overnight. The approximately $125 million project's expected to take several years. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.